Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care is a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City Councilwoman Heather Hewlin about tonight's City Council meeting regarding the budget.
The Indianola City Council approved a budget for fiscal year 2021 in March. That budget was vetoed by Mayor Kelly Shaw, and the Indianola City Council sent a letter that was signed by all council members in support of the budget. Talk about that response by the council and why you think that the budget will or should be passed again.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on this issue and topic. It's very important that our community understands, the Indianola residents understand the actual budget information. There was some information in the letter from the mayor prior to the council's response that was inaccurate, and it's important that our residents understand exactly what the budget is looking like.
Well, we'll talk about that budget and what you want to clear up if there has been any inaccuracies. I guess talk about it from the council perspective.
Mainly the issue with the inaccuracies was just some numbers that were inaccurate. I think the thing that is really, really important to remember is the budget process wasn't something that was just, you know, put together here of recent. This has been putting together, you know, over a long period of time. And previous councils had taken a look at, you know, safety, and it was found that Indianola was significantly understaffed. The library is also understaffed. So there is, you know, there are things that are budgeted for in this budget that have been identified as real need. And this is an opportunity for us to make sure that we are meeting the needs of the community.
One of the things the mayor had mentioned was that this could be paid for with reserves, and the council response was that the reserves are lower than what was cited, and those costs are expected to increase, correct?
That is correct. Yep, that is correct. They are, and you know, and the intent is not, you know, completely deplete the reserves. It's also important to remember that, you know, budgeted expenses are different than actual dollars spent. So setting the budget and what we actually approve and spend later may be very different depending on what we see is going on or needs determined, if there is something that needs to be altered later.
Well, and I'm just kind of going off what the council response was that there are significant projects in the future that don't include the expansion of the police and the library, because those are the capital improvement projects, correct?
That is correct. Yes, those are, you know, important. We can't just keep ignoring needs and, you know, pushing them down the future. The longer that we ignore them, the bigger problems that they cause for us as a community and for our future growth, economic growth. It's important that we take care of the infrastructure, we take care of the community, have pride in what we have, and make sure that we're doing our due diligence to make sure that it withstands time.
Well, is there any other information that you'd like to get out to the public in advance of Thursday night's meeting that will go over the veto of the budget and discuss the budget again?
I think it's important for Indianola community residents to remember that if they have concerns, that, you know, they can reach out to our council members. They, you know, everybody would have their own ward representative, and then there are two of us that are at large representatives also. It is important that everybody takes interest in what is going on in our local government and make sure that their voice is heard. And the communication can't just always be on social media. I fear there's a lot of just conversations happening on social media, but we don't always hear about them. So the council representatives, at least myself, are always open to hear from our community.
Once again, that was City Councilwoman Heather Hewlin discussing tonight's City Council meeting on the budget. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe to Google or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.